Well, welcome back to Downtown. Bruce Pratt here with Maine head hockey coach Ben Barr. After a weekend where you got a few more points than a lot of people expected, I think you probably think you could have had all of them. What was the best thing that happened this weekend, and what do you really need to work on?
A Friday night found a way to win. You know, there were two really tight games both nights. Yeah. Could have gone either way, and so just another really good experience for our guys playing top end teams and building the belief, hopefully, and we're gonna go do it again this week. Every week seems to be like, you know, you just keep going down the line of high end teams you're playing against. So, you know, we'll have to use that experience from last week, and you know, obviously, you know, we can get better on the power play. There's always things we can get better at, but I think we're a long ways away from being, having everything clicking right now, too.
One of the stats that people often don't pay a lot of attention to, I think, that played a big role Friday night was the incredible face-off win advantage you had. It was 2-1. You talk a lot about the importance of puck control, being able to move the puck in their end. That seemed like Friday night that was a high point.
Yeah, I mean, when you can win that many faceoffs, you start with the puck, and it just over time. That's not every night you're going to win. That was a little bit of an anomaly, I think. But when you start with the puck from stationary, from static plays like that, you just feel better about yourself. And rather than chasing it down and giving a team with a ton of talent time with the puck on their tape, so it's one of those things that I, as a coach, actually Jason Forche is really good with it. It's kind of one of those things you don't spend. It's easy not to spend a lot of time on faceoffs in practice or after or before practices, but it is such a big part of it. If you get really good at it, you notice the difference it makes.
Well, and Boston College is obviously an extremely talented team. They're big, they're fast. They like to come right down the middle at you. They're a powerful team. The defense, you were able to hold them up a lot at the blue line. Was that a strategy or did you just force to play them that way?
No, I mean every situation is different, I guess, depending on, you know, where they're entering with the puck or how many guys we have back. The big piece of it is when you have forwards coming back and supporting the D. If the D are playing a 3-on-2 rush or it's an odd man 4-on-3 or whatever the situation might be against really good teams, that it's always harder to be aggressive with them at the blue line. But if you have your forwards coming back and it's even man situations, it tends to be easier.
You had to play the weekend without Nolan Renwick, your number two center. Sully Scholey was in his place and seemed to step up and do a pretty good job for a rookie.
Yeah, he's gotten a little bit better every weekend, and he just is always out there with a smile on his face. He's very smart. He has the puck on his tape a lot. We didn't expect as a young kid coming in, and he makes the right plays with it, and he's a very smart player, and he's working hard, and that's so it hasn't been a, you know, it's been nice to have a guy like that you can move in there and eat some more minutes when a player like Nolan has been out.
And Grayson Arnott was out for part of the game on Saturday, right? Again, the defense, if you were just a casual fan and you hadn't been watching this team all year, you wouldn't think much had changed. This is the deepest Maine's been in a while, and I know everybody would like to be deeper than they are. Does that help you in recruiting, or does that make it more difficult as you start to get deep and guys think, well, maybe it'll be a while before I get up to that line?
Having a good program helps you in recruiting. You know, like, good players want to go to good places. And, it's way more important than being on the road watching guys, you know. And we do that, and we have, you know, our assistants do a great job of that. But, you know, the players talk to the players, and if they feel like they're getting better and they're on a team that has a chance to win every night, that's what they want. And then, you know, the opportunity is what it is. And, so for us, it's just a matter of, you know, bring in as many guys in that can help us with that, it's not an oversell or anything like that. So.
Well, I also noticed that that both goalies kept their teams in the game at times. Victor made some fabulous saves, and That was the same thing on the other end of the ice. What I noticed is the body language didn't change, right, from the players. It wasn't like, oh, God, we almost got scored on. There's a confidence without a swagger in this team, is it? I mean, that's what it looks like from Section BB anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that that's true, that they're building confident without getting cocky?
I think they believe in Victor, and we believe in the defensemen and the forwards. And, you know, we're still like, you know, we don't live in a world where we're like okay with it as coaches. You're always like that, and it's really, really important that we don't get caught up in this, you know, 8 games in, and
yeah,
it goes away in a heartbeat. The guys will be confident if they believe in each other and they believe that they put the work in to give themselves a chance to win every night. It has nothing to do with the coaches. We get credit, we get blame, especially me. And if I'm being honest, like, I think as a head coach, you have less to do with it than I've been an assistant at 4 or 5 different schools. And, it's actually kind of uncomfortable sometimes, because it's like these guys are the ones doing the work. I oversee a lot of it and that kind of stuff. But we're so far away from being where we want to be, and I think our guys realize that, and it's really important that we understand that as a team. And we're going to go into BU was ranked number one at the beginning of the year for a reason.
Yeah.
They are
loaded.
They are as good of a team as has been in college hockey in a while, in my opinion. And they might have had a couple hiccups in the first couple weeks, but they're beyond that. We're going to have to be as good as we've been at any point since the day we got here.
Yeah, and you're on the road. You're going into a place where there'll be plenty of fans. They'll have, the Terriers will be out in force. When you look at the length of this season and how difficult this league is, and that, I mean, hearing pundits across the country saying this is probably the deepest Hockey East has been in a very long time. Does that help keep focus on the game right ahead of you? I mean, does it, because everything's a challenge. No one's going to say, oh, we're going to so-and-so next week, we'll blow them out, right? Does that help you as a coaching staff, in a sense, keep the guys where they need to be?
I don't think that plays a role, and I think just it's more of just understanding how thin the line is for us, you know, and like, you know, 8 games in, we haven't dipped below our standard too often, and that's a good sign. But that's also we need to understand, like, where, you know, what that standard needs to be. And every night we play, especially league games this year, it's incredibly difficult. That guys know that, and our job, our biggest job as a staff is to make sure the message is delivered, and we hold that line every single night.
You know? Yeah, it was so obvious on BU's second goal Saturday night that the guys on the ice knew what they did wrong, because they all looked at one another and they knew whatever the breakdown was. And again, but it was with a body language that, okay, we got to get this right. That was impressive for those sitting on. I mean, a lot of people noticed that. They said, you know, they didn't do what they used to do and hang their heads. So
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Well, you're headed down to BU. I wish you the best of luck. It's always great to have the Alphond excited, but it's even better when you can come home from the road with some points too.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be tough, and it'll be a fun series.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks, Bruce.